This is Tuesday, April the 8th. What was it about the television that I told you?
Well,
okay. Did I tell them about soft pillows this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Today Ross saw Sesame Street twice, the same in the morning and then in the afternoon. It's the same program repeated in the afternoon. There was a section where it was an animated section. Cars were at an intersection, and one direction of cars was going as the light showed green for them and red for the others. And then the light switched and showed red for those and green for the others, and the other ones began to go. And then the light switched to walk, and the cars began to walk. And I told Ross that the cars are walking. So he repeated that, and we talked about it. And later on in the afternoon, when he saw the section repeated, as soon as it came on, and Ross looked up and saw it and said, "Cars walking."
Mm-hmm. Cars walking.
I'm sorry, he said walking. But it hadn't shown the walking cars yet. I guess that's it. And Ross is being noisy. Before they came on. Before the cars began to walk. Yes, he knew they were going to walk. Now, what's this how about Marky?
Well, I said how about Marky. He imitated how about Marky, which is the first time I've heard him use how about.
Oh. What's wrong with him?
Can't get his hat on right.
This? It's what?
Dick.
No, this part.
Dick.
That part.
Dick.
I know, this is a stick. What's that?
Part.
What?
Part.
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 It's a part. Pick part.
Stick part. Is it the cap?
Cap.
Well, anyway, I was going to tell the recorder that downstairs was petting the cat, and Ross asked me, what's that? What is that? And he pointed to the cat's whiskers, and I told him that that was the cat's whiskers. And then I asked him if he had any, and he touched his lip and looked at me and didn't say anything. So then I showed him the cat's paws, and I said, what are those? And the cat said, Mark said, I said, these are paws. These are cat's paws. So those are the cat's feet. Kitty's feet or feet or something like that. And I said, no, those are his paws. And so Ross went over to Mark and said, Marky paws? And I said, no, those Marky has feet. He doesn't have paws. Ross has feet. He doesn't have paws. The cat has paws. So we went through that. That was cool. Then he walked away, came back, brought me the twirling baton, and pointed to the end of it, the little end here, the white tip, and asked me what that was. And I said, that was a rubber cap. And he said, a bubber bap. And I said, yeah. And then he pointed to the stick part, and he said, stick? And I said, yeah, stick. So it's separating parts.
Yeah, parts of the stick. Okay. When I was on vacation about April, well, today is April 10th, and when I was on vacation at the end of March, when I was out in Stanford, Ross went over to Kurt Reeser's house and heard some music that has some kind of Romanian flavor to it that is very much like a piece that Mary recognized as Flute de Lute by the Mannheim Steamroller. In any case, when that piece was on the radio today, Ross said, Kurt music, and Mary's sure that he identified it by its type. It wasn't the same music, it was a similar type of music, and it was not identified by the name Flute de Lute until afterwards, and he named it before it was identified. So he was obviously saying that this is a music like Kurt's music. He recognized the similarity in the music. Okay, and it's called it Kurt Music. Okay, this morning he asked, where my Ross bottle? And he wanted his bottle, and then he said, where my bottle? And he gave me the bottle and said it was empty. He does that fairly often. And then I told him his shirt, I think I wanted to take off his shirt, I forgot what I said, and he said, no shirt dirty. Oh, I said his shirt was dirty, he said. And then he said, no shirt dirty, shirt big. And he meant, no, it's not bad, and therefore you have, it's not dirty, and therefore you have to take it off. Just like you said earlier yesterday that it was little and you had to take it off. In fact, it's big, and I like it. So no shirt dirty, shirt big, essentially was his way of saying, don't take it off, because it does fit me big. It's big enough, and it does fit me. And then when I was leaving for work, he said, don't you go. Don't you go. And he said, you going? No going. Stay here, Daddy. Mary was giving him some pear, and he said, I want to try it, which meant taste the pear. And then Ross said to his mother, that dirty. And Mary said, your shirt is dirty. And Ross said, shirt dirty. Okay. And then there's another phrase here, put it in kitchen, where put it is one word. And I'm not sure what the context there was. And then Mary said a little later in the day today, oh, there's the other egg, right there. And Ross said, other egg, right there. This evening we were cleaning out the clearing out the dishwasher, and he was naming everything, fork, plate, knife, and he called lids to pans, he called doors. Okay? So whenever he picked out a lid to the pan, he called it a door. And whenever he picked out a spoon, he called it a boons, with a Z on the end, and pretty much a B in the beginning, so essentially boons. And but each one, as he picked it up singular, he called boons.
It was April 11th. And here we are at the dinner table. Ross was just reaching for some potatoes, and he said, I like it hot. You like it hot? Ross, you like it hot? Anyway, Mary, why don't you do yours first?
Well, I was half asleep, but I heard him say, Kurt and Susie. Daddy at work. That means Kurt and Susie, daddy at work. Mm-hmm. Daddy at work.
Work.
Yeah. My ten ball. Tennis ball.
Ten ball.
And then later he asked me, Celia Confera? Conference. Celia Airplane. Celia Confera, yeah. Look, Celia Airplane.
Could be California.
No.
Confera? California. It could be. California?
California?
Yeah, Confera.
I thought it says California.
Oh, I think there's a mix-up.
Conference? That's different. Conference is quite different. California?
Confera.
Right. California.
Oh, okay. Yes, Celia, bye-bye. I guess Matt, school, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are things, he just got hot dog, okay? God knows why he said all these things in that order. Then later I said, does it work? And he said, I can't work. Please do it.
Please do it, I can't do it. I can't do it.
No, I can't work.
I know.
I said, does it work, which means... Does it work to pry up a nail with your thing, with your hammer?
Yeah.
And he was trying it, and it didn't work for him, and I said, does it work? And he said, I can't
I got it. Okay, well, today we went down to Sears Roebuck to buy some tires, didn't we, Ross?
Yeah.
bought some tires, didn't we? And we took the car, right? Took the car?
Yeah.
And we took, man said he was going to fix it.
Yeah.
Man was going to fix it.
Yeah.
And what did the man do?
Man going to fix it.
He fixed it, right?
He fixed it.
What did he do? Where'd the car go? Where'd the car go, Ross?
The car up.
Up in the air?
The air.
Up in the air. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Man, why do you do that?
Why you do it? Why did you do it?
Why did you do it?
Oh man, you're crazy.
I'm not, you're crazy.
It's silly.
It's silly.
Really silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Can I have some?
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Okay, man, would you fix it?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? Can you do it? Were you scared, Russ? Were you scared?
Mm-mm.
You weren't scared?
Mm-mm.
Did Ross go up in the air?
I'm crying.
Marcus crying. Did Ross go up in the air? By the way, he has a mouthful of potatoes. Did you go up in the air?
Yeah, I'm up in the air.
Ross was up in the car.
Up in the car.
Ross went, Ross cried. Ross cried, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ross came out. Ross came out of the car.
Yeah.
Daddy picked him up.
Yeah.
And then Ross said, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, okay.
Man, do it.
Man, he said, man, don't do it.
Why not?
Why did the man do it?
Why did the man do it?
He wanted to fix the car.
Fix the car.
He had to put on a new tire. On new tires, yeah. It was crazy. Wasn't that crazy? It was crazy.
Why did he do it?
Why did the man do it?
Yeah. The bad man do it.
The bad man do it?
Bad man do it.
Was the man crazy?
Man crazy.
Man was crazy, yeah. Yeah.
Man crazy.
But the man, did the man take the car down?
Man take the car down.
Take the car down?
Yeah.
Take down the car, man.
Take down the car.
Take down the car. I want it down.
I
want it down.
Did you say that?
That's ridiculous.
That's
ridiculous. Okay. And then it's all done. That was the end of the episode. Okay, so what actually happened was that the...
up in the
airplane. No, up in, the car went up in the air.
Up in the air.
Mm-hmm. The car went up in the air on the lift with Ross in it, and Ross cried. And then Daddy took Ross out of the car, and he looked at the car, and he said, "That's ridiculous," he said. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he said, "Man, take it down.
Take it down.
Man, take it down." I told him about how the man was fixing it. And he was
why
swift.
Why did you fix it?
Because it needs new tires.
New tires?
Yeah, it needs new tires.
Why did you fix it?
To put new tires on.
Why did I fix it?
Yeah, he fixed it up in the air.
Oh.
That's why it was up in the air. So he could fix it.
The car?
Excuse me?
The car?
The car is up in the air.
Up here.
Take it down.
Take it down.
Take it down. Make it go down.
Take it down.
Yeah. Okay.
Ross also said, this is just a little bit later on the 11th, that he was playing today. He hurt Peepish. That's his penis. And hurt Peepish?
Peepish.
Bert bite it?
Yeah.
Bert bite it?
Yeah. Bert bite it.
Bert bite it. And then he said, but it's not true. Bert didn't bite his peepish. And then he also said,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did?
I did.
Did he bite your peepish?
Yeah, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Okay.
But the peepish.
The bird? Oh, it's not the bird, by the way. It's the bird. It was because he pointed to the bird cage to show me that it was the bird.
A bird.
A bird did it. Okay, a bird did it. Well, Freud would like that.
Oh, it's Saturday, isn't it? It's not Sunday. It's Saturday the 12th. Ross said... Oh, Ross was whispering in Marky's ears. And he said, "I tell Marky ears." And then a little later, he said, "I talk Marky ears." He was taking a bath, and he asked me about the steam rising from the bath. He said, "What's that warm?" I said it was steam, and he said, "Deems." Now, you want to read the rest of this chapter?
Okay. And then he was helping me. I was working in the house today, and he was helping me clean up the chips, and he said, "Throw away the garbage." And I was, I had moved some of the boards against the wall down in my workroom, and he pointed at the boards and said, "Don't you dare," telling himself essentially not to touch those boards. He said, "Don't you dare, boards." And he asked Mary at lunchtime to bring his chair out because he wanted to eat, and he told Mary, "You bring chair." And something about the food, he said, "I wants it." And he said, instead of saying it's my bread, he said, "My bread, my bread." Did you hear that? Very funny. Yeah. And later on this evening, when I was finishing up the job on the house, he said something about, "Oh yeah, we were working on the windowsills, trying to scrape off some paint splotches." And Ross said, "Did a good job, it's all clean." And I did a good job, it's all clean. But he said, did a good job. He says, "Good job is, you know, did a good job, it's all clean."
April 13th, on Sunday, Ross said, "No put air ball," because Brian was going to put air in the ball. Then when Brian did it, Ross said, "Boy, a good daddy." Monday the 14th, Ross said, "Why daddy do it? Why daddy do it, eggs?" That was after I told him that daddy threw away the Easter eggs. Mother said, "Do you know that we're going dancing tonight?" And Ross said, "Dance night," which could either mean that this was a dance night or it was abbreviation of dancing tonight. He, April the 14th on Tuesday, he said, "I want Raisin Bran. Do you hear, Mommy?" Not do you hear, but do you hear? Yeah, and then he said, I asked him, "Does it smells about a plant?" And he says, "Melzt." Then I said, "Smells." He said, "Melzed." Then he said, "Having fun in the sun." I don't know where that came from. It was just sort of out of the blue, but we were in the sun. It was his imagination, I guess. There was a TV character on one of the soaps called Sean, and the guy lay down in bed, and Ross said, "Sean asleep." No one verbalized the kid's name, but he does recognize the characters. He said, "I do pee on underoos," which he had indeed done. He had put them, I don't know, dropped them and put done pee on them, I guess. Also, he saw a picture of a couple people all dressed like in bathing suits, and he said, that incredible car. Then he said, "Up in the air," in reference to the car. It's incredible to have a car up in the air.